When I drink, I am 200% pitch. But if I don't lose. But the fitness of the body, to get the body, keep the body fit, we can take matter, help of the matter. Otherwise, spiritual, not only this spiritual standard of our own soul, but a higher spiritual standard. Only His mercy can put us. He can come to us, we can't go to Him. Now what to do? To draw His attention, to come to raise us. What path should we choose? He is independent. We are to invite His sweet name. To invite His sweet name. Not even our knowledge, the high knowledge also cannot touch His existence. Whether He is or He is not, knowledge cannot say that. No knowledge. No knowledge of human beings can reach to that standard where it can find that God is living. That He is, that can be known only by His attainment to make Himself known to us. That is so thought. Yamini Vaishnava Vrati Tena Loko. This principle must be understood here. This is the main principle. Should be understood by the devotees. A student of this school must have some idea of this fact, that he can come, we can't go. He can come and he can take us there, but we can't go there independently. Such way, we are gross consciousness. And that is the highest and the finest conscious area. Even where he lives, that area is finer consciousness than the stuff we are made of. Vaikunthe prasiddhadi sakali chinmay. Where the God lives, that soil is more higher consciousness than we. We are tatastha consciousness. Unit of marginal consciousness, of a lower degree, consciousness of a lower degree, we are made of. We are created from a plane of consciousness that is of lower degree. And in the higher degree of consciousness, He lives. Yeah. And with His paraphernalia. They can come to us, but we can't go there. So, how it is possible to go there? Only by their grace. No other alternative. Bhāyamātmā pravacane na labhu no medhaya bhābhuna sudhena. Extensive study of different scriptures, but short memory, all things to take up. They are useless. Yama Vaishya Vanyati. Whomever He will select to take to make Himself known, He will know. There are so many. He may make Himself known to one, the others may not know. When Krishna was in Kurusava, Duryodhana, Karna, Dushyasana came to capture him. But he showed himself in such a position that Devaki, Narada, Bhishma and others began to please about his nobility so much. Dhritarashtra, he was blind, he heard those hymns, and some speech in the, but Krishna, and is after I have been to Krishna. What I hear, I have no eyes. What I hear from the praising sons, that you are showing a very noble figure of your Murti. Please grant me sight for a few seconds and allow me to see your creature and beautiful figure. Then again you may make me blind, only for the time being released from my blindness, that I can get the chance of having a view of your magnanimous presence. Krishna told, no necessity of curing of your blindness. I say, you see, and he saw. In spite of his blindness, Dhritarashtra saw Krishna. So eye was not necessary to have a sight of Krishna's figure by itself. His will, the only God, he wants to make himself known, and one can know. For whose favor he opens the door of his sight, he can know. It is coming from that, the consent is coming. Oh, know me, Arjuna, Dibbaru, I want to see that Dibbaru, the Vishwarupa. Yes, Arjuna, you see, Arjuna began to see. Only his will. Jamaviship Vinutiyate Nodabhva. Whenever he accepts, admits, gives path, yes, you may see. Visha, I am giving you visha to enter my domain. You can enter none of it. So, no, nothing material can have. All his agents, that is also empowered by him, they come and say something about him, to help him some way. To get the eye of Gyanatimidanda Shakananda, the Gurudev is supposed to give the eye of this nature, that he can never be seen by dint of or any power raised from this material plane, gross or subtle. The eye that he can only make himself known by his own grace. That sort of eye, that sort of knowledge, that sort of idea. The whole way at his disposal, everything is for him. Not a particle to satisfy our individual purpose. Reality is all itself. Everything in his hand. Even all right is reserved. All right reserved there. And with his consent, his devotees, they can enjoy some sort of that life by his sweet, by his order. They enjoy something. It is of such independent nature, especially Krishna consciousness of God. That is more certain, more rare and more non-understandable. We have to connect. Anyhow, we cannot connect with him. Some Sukriti has accumulated in us, and that is trying to make us search for that highest thing. It has also come from him. The Agnata Sukriti, Agnata Sukriti. Then the chakra will take to a certain extent. It produces some sraddha, the quality, a tendency of inquiry of that impossible existence. We want to be heard. As Amina Tanta, Tantas Magriya. It is not an easy thing, the idea. Highest idea. It is our fortune that we are not allowing ourselves to be satisfied with the foreign steel things, steel products of this nature. We want something else, something higher, charm, all charm. We must try to understand the real purpose of this life, of the Sruti. Avayu Pantha, whom he cast to make himself known, he can know. Never. You may dash your head against the head or any adventurous thing you may do. It is no qualification for understanding him. All that is for himself. It is by himself and for himself. He does not care for anything else. Such is the absolute. Almost hopeless to get about him, that place about him. সনাতন কৃষ্ণ প্রেম নিজকে না হয় মাত্র কনশিয়াস অফ সচ এ প্রেম সনাতন ইট ইজ ইম্পসিবল দ্যাট দে ক্যান কাম ডাউন ইন দিস হিউম্যান সেকশন নিজকে না হয় হিউম্যানিটি হিউম্যান সেকশন ক্যানট হ্যাভ এনি fortune to bless their substance here in their society. Human society cannot expect to have any conception of a fortune. Okay now. If accidentally any kind of contact, any connection with any man here, any one of the society, যদি হয় তার যোগ কবু না মানুষ কানেক্টেড that it's so charming, so powerful, so attractive. Once any connection, and if separation he can't exist, maintain his existence clearly, he is gone. Life is strong. As yog kabuna hoi, yog hoi de, seto ma bancha hoi, cannot live. Once connected and disconnected, then you cannot live any longer here in this place. There is such danger. Mahapurjis, I have not brought a speck of that. One is not my single drop of that. I am searching. Only I am raised to such a position that I can guess that such a thing is there. From the near upper stage, but I till now I am trusted. also unapproachable. Still it is, and it is the highest thing. And everyone should live only for that, whether he gets or does not get. There's such a charming thing, such a sweet thing. Existence is possible only for him. Otherwise existence is a dead thing. Consciousness, if there is any point of consciousness, it should exist only with the hope of that conception of the higher being. How it is useless to be, no meaning for any life, is such a great thing. The more I get the scent of such a great thing, worth living. In any day I may come to such a thing, if not now, I shall go on dragging my life and life. One day I may get to that thing. Such a prospect. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna. Anywhere it has descended in the heart of the devotee. So there we have to connect with the power. Shastra. To give himself, distribute himself. He has managed to keep about his description in the scripture as well as himself in the heart of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti Rasananda Sena, through the instrument of the key of money, or by the disciples, as his followers, still devotion, Prabhupada. But I may utilize my money and my command, the energy. And by spending money, I can utilize in favor of acquiring devotion. But devotion is not the purpose of it. That is not pure devotion. You cannot utilize yourself in the service, but you manage to serve through money and through your men. But that is not considered as pure service. There is some, you bring some Sukriti to you. Money and the men, maybe it's less to get sanctioned and not devotion prapa. You are yourself are concerned. Your position is nowhere, and you try to do this to get it through some other medium, sitting tight as you are in your position. The negligence. Amarish Maharaj, he left his royal duties entrusted them to the Brahmin ministers. And he himself used to brush the temple and do other things like his own hand. And Maharaj was avruddha. He was the emperor of Odisha at that time, kind of Mahaprabhu. And he came to brush the wings of the chariot of the Jagannath. Position of this any qualification. And then humility. Helplessness, the real consideration of our own helpless position. That is the problem. I am no higher, I am no support. Why do I stand? I am in the and the sky. No support. And I have hanging, I do not know. And this empire. No shelter, no support. No prospect, no hope. And I have the hardest search for some shelter. Shelter. Where should I go? I can put myself to sleep. All empty. All empty. No job. All things have no job. Dismissed. No help, no support. And the hardness for the seeking person support, real support, asra. And then only also can find a subtle support, a subtle shelter. Yaar kehla hai tumhi asra. One who has got none. It comes of its own form, but when we impose some condition there, yes, come.
It's gone.
Spontaneous.
It
flows all spontaneous, absolutely. Yeah. But when we demand anything, put any demand,
vanishes.
Not artificial things that can be produced. Yeah. It is not a badness. That may come out of himself. One gentleman named Hari Kishore, our god brother, went to our Guru Maharaj, Guru Bab, please say some Hari Katha to me. কান তৈরি করে আসুন
It
cannot be
so easy
forced to come.
Yes.
It is such automatically. But you know, I was suddenly flashed. I go to see it with a particular attention. At all, they have such no exposure to any other. So sweeping, degree of sweeping, do not care of any influence from outside, counteract, very subtle, very subtle, very susceptible, sentimental. Cannot tolerate any external influence or demand. Does not care for anything, absolutely. Absolute sweet will. Absolute means such. Without depending, without caring for anything. Self-sufficient. Nijodhāpapūrna is full. Is fulfilled by his own existence, does not care. That is his nature. And we are out for wide goose chasing. Whether I shall get it or not, no guarantee. Still, we should not account, we should not attain for any other thing. But get him or not, but I shall continue my quest only after him. That should be the attitude. Amanna Bhakti. Virajaya mahi dandam dhinavam bhurvayamba. You may show your grace, or you may as cruel as to finish with my existence. Virajaya mahi dandam. You may give me any sort of punishment or daya, you may give for grace. But I have no other alternative but to serve you, your grace. Vipatata satakuti nibhavam vamvam. An example is given from the natural instinct. There is a kind of bird, his name is Chataka. Its nature is such that it won't drink a drop of water from any connected with the earth. Only when rain falling, it drinks that water, rain water, and never any stagnant water, because it is water anywhere. That is its intrinsic nature, Chataka. So Chataka is always with his face, with his neck, with his mouth, upward, always fatigue your a drop of water, a drop of water. And rain also can come profusely. To quench his thirst, our son. Thunder may come and finish him. But still he has no other alternative but throwing his mouth outward, water. So Rupa Goswami says, our position is like that. Not any water, not any rasam, any expression which is already shown and out in this material world we find. As a gross and subtle. They don't suit us. We don't want that. Even a single drop, but only rainwater. The grace, a drop of grace coming from up, from heaven, are waiting for that. So many water, profusely thrown around. No. Only a drop of water coming from the heaven. The water also may come, or instead the thunder may come and finish. Still that bird won't everywhere. So our Ananya Bhakti and the higher type of search after Krishna should be of such nature. Just as Mahaprabhu in his last slok of 8th slok, whatever you like, you may do it me. At your pleasure, you may kill me, you may throw me elsewhere, you may deal with me in any way you like, it is your right to do, you can do. But I have got no other uncertainty but to cast myself, throw myself at the feet dust of it, my love. No other uncertainty. Whether whatever corresponding treatment I get from you, it does not matter. But still, with a verse or heaven, but still, my that should be only for you, not the earth. This is Ananya Bhakti. We are concerned with that. We have to preach that. We have to try to accept that later for ourselves. Only that type of devotion. Serving attitude. Serving. That is our concern. That is what we do. For that point, in that kindred point, that compass, the compass shows the north direction. It may waver in this way, but it fixed towards the north pole. Is it not, the compass? So, our anchoring, the compass of our anchoring, must be always to that. All eliminating, only single accepting attitude. Don't want anything, not this, not that, not that. All elimination. All elimination. And only one. And that one of such quality. As I get it, but not. But certain parts, so many parts. At infinite time, I mean, still, I won't like to fill up my heart with rubbish. Hare Krishna, don't.
Swami Maharaj. So when I did that introspect kind of thing, one thing I came to understand was actually I'm including one drug experience. That is one experience with the same type of drug that Tirtha Maharaj is experimenting with. That definitely was part of the experience that brought me to the lotus feet of Swami Maharaj. I have to include that in my analysis of how I came. And I think other devotees also can say the same thing, that they actually had some experience with this type of drug that actually woke up something inside of them to pursue spiritual life rather than material life.
He says, Maharaj, that previously you have asked him to look within himself and find out why he came to Prabhupada.
It must be true to your inner voice,
right?
Inner guide,
right?
And he says he wants to say,
yes,
that my habits of intoxication,
yes, has shed some light in that area.
Anyhow, that took me there.
Yes,
not
partially.
Habits. One experience I had with the same type of substance.
Suppose Nityananda Prabhu has gone to visit a wine merchant to take him up.
Yes.
And you are a banker. You have got to drink some wine there and met Nityananda Prabhu. And yes, what will be called? The wine will be called of your coming to Nityananda Prabhu.
So there's some Sukriti. So there's some Sukriti in taking
and
this drug.
Some Sukriti has connected you on just the case of Bidra Mangal Thakur. He came to the prostitute, and through prostitute, a voice came to him. He was so much energetic, and has been deep for flesh and blood for prostitute. If a part of that you could use for the service of Krishna, then you will be lifted so high. Then should you think that the visit of the first chief's house of the Dhanamal is the cause of his future bright light? What do you think?
No.
Your Sukriti was such that even coming in connection with their sort of lifted previous Sukriti. That helped you to catch and not the intoxicating mood.
Gaur Jivam. Gaur Jivam.
You have to dive deep. And the Shastri, the Rishis, they have stressed our coming in connection with such higher divinity in that way. Or Jnana Sukriti, Jnana Sukriti. Then comes to Sadhu. Not a chance coincidence visit. I have gone to visit to join a public meeting. Oh, there is some meeting, a religious meeting. I went there, attracted by the charm of the meeting. And there I found, fortunately, a particular sadhu who attracted me. So then I have some hobby to attend the meetings, especially, say, religious meetings. But I go and dismiss. But suddenly, one religious man caught my heart. And if he is the supreme most, then my inner heart would respond, only because that sort of element was there in my heart. Samasila Bhajanti Vai, that's what the same feather locked together. My deep position of my heart could recognize that I want this thing, and not the external accidental connecting bits. That cannot give us. That cannot be. So visiting that particular prostitute, that was not the cause of Billa Mungal Sukhavi. The time came waiting, and a little, and what little advice came from the opposite section, excited him to fire. The time has come. So it should be just in that way.
So Guru Maharaj,
once I accused some of my god brother, he was of a little Sahajiya type. Then I told Madam Maharaj was with me that you are of this Sahajiya type. Then he answered, my god brother and the junior, he answered that with this Sahajiya I have come to your mission, the Sahajiya. I told them not your Sahajiya easy, but something deeper thing that you against the Sahajiya ism that has taken you here, and not your Sahajiya thing. Bhakta samjataya bhakta. Bhakti is its own cause. None can produce bhakti. Ahituki, bhakti is ahituki, causeless. Because bhakti only causes bhakti. And no other non-bhakti can produce bhakti. Bhakti is independent. It is the most fundamental thing. Nothing can produce bhakti. Service. Serving attitude. It is the most fundamental nature. Only phenomenal external things can never produce that most fundamental fine thing. Bhakti is ahoituki. Bhakti asamjataya. Just as one candle is lit by another candle. So the candle is in the sadhu, in the heart of a sadhu, and you can light from that candle, that light from light, fire from fire, and not any mundane thing can produce fire, something like that. Ahituki. It is the most original plain way, and the external, the gross layers cannot produce that fundamental. That is the mother plane. Bhakti, nirgun, and these are our sagun, means diseased condition, and that is the only healthy condition. The healthy condition of the underground, below the whole apparent world. That way, that is bhakti. That is bhakti, that is independent in it. Krishna or Harsan, bhakti, can never be created by the product of any other thing. That is self-existent and also svatantra and free. Not to be change his opinion by any pressure. It is always independent. Our own accord, it can go and come. And to move everything. It is the nature of the Supreme Lord, devotion, bhakti, praying. Bhakti, praying, love. Love divine, the highest principle ever discovered. Love divine. Even mercy becomes pale when it comes to love. The justice, mercy, justice becomes pale when approaching devotion. No room for justice if it is so full. No complaint.